This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell. It's great to be here with you today on December 13th, 2018. Wow. We are speedily going 12 days till Christmas, and then before we know it, we're going to be in 2019. I was just talking to our wonderful guest of the show today and sharing some things I want to do for 2019, and just saying that kind of blew my mind. So welcome to the show today, and I want to remind you that if you know someone or you yourself have a story of authenticity to tell, I would love to interview you to see if I would like to have you on my show. So just give me a call at 954-243-7297, or you can contact me through my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. And now I want to introduce our guest. Her name is Darlene Corbett. She's a licensed therapist and success coach who helps people get unstuck. And she is now sharing her message through speaking and her book, Stop Depriving the World of You, A Guide to Getting Unstuck. We're going to be talking about having an openness to making healthy changes will get you unstuck. Welcome to the show, Darlene.
Thank you, Mari. A pleasure to be here and a pleasure to be speaking to all of you listening.
And tell us a little bit about how you got into this path.
I became a licensed therapist. I've been one for years, and I always loved people. I loved helping people. And I also come from a family where there was disabilities. And I read as I was training in school, once I decided what I wanted to do, that often the case is older female daughters, if they have a disabled child in their family, they go into the helping profession. And I thought that made sense. Mm. And yeah. Okay. And so I've been a therapist for years, and the last 5 or 6 years, I decided I wanted to take it to another level. I wanted to start speaking about my theme and all the work I've done. And I decided to pursue a speaking part of my identity. And then I started writing blogs and articles. And eventually I decided to write a book. My articles came in front of a publisher. And we talked in my book. That was the genesis of my book.
So fantastic. And congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, it takes courage. You know, this show is not called There to Be Authentic by accident. It takes courage to be authentic, be who you are. And being an author takes a lot of guts and putting yourself out there, because that's who you're putting out there with your book. It's you.
Yes. It's interesting you say that. I said, you know, when I first started writing articles, it was so daunting to me. I thought, oh my goodness. And once I wrote one about my mother who worked until she was 82, and I talked about the beauty of having choice. Yeah, she had retired and went back to work. She loved people also. But I wrote an article and saying the beauty of living in the 21st century is we have choices now. 65 may still be a benchmark for some people, but for others, there's far more choices. I got reprimanded basically for writing that. And some people felt we should just stop and be, and who am I to write something like that? So I finally said, you know, I respect your opinions, but you can be and do whatever you'd like to do. But I think it's about choice, and that's the beauty of now.
It is. It absolutely is. And I see so many people who are what would have been retirement age when my parents were that age. They're just starting businesses.
Yes.
They're just starting careers or whatever. And I think it's a beautiful and wonderful thing. That's great. So let's talk a little bit about authenticity. What role does authenticity play in what you do?
Oh, okay. Well, you know, as we talk about therapists, and I love helping people, but when you're trained, at least when I was in the early 80s, you are trained very traditionally. You need to hold back and just listen, and if a silence ensues, even for the whole session, you sit with it. That did not resonate well with me. I tend to be very animated. I like to talk, but I trained enough where I pulled back, and then finally, once I went into private practice, you know, maybe a few years later, I finally revealed something about me, and it was so odd for me. I talked about, I think, my sister being disabled, and someone looked at me and they said, "I'm so glad you shared that. It makes you more real." And I realized I need to be more me in therapy. And I started, and now I'm just, I'm me. I mean, obviously, I listen far more than I talk, but I am me. I share things with my clients. They know most know about me. I will answer. I do not hold back in a way that I don't make it about me, but I certainly will. I will weigh it, and I will let people know. And I, my style is to be animated. I'm animated with them. When I need to hold back, I pull back. But I am an authentic therapist, as so many of the people I know. And I've been told over and over that's what they like about being in this process with me, not for everyone, but for many people, of me being authentic, me being real, and then they can feel safe enough to be real with me. I really believe if you're authentic, often it will allow someone else to be authentic with you.
I agree. I think that's wonderful. I applaud you for having the courage even to do that, because you, as you say, that wasn't your training, and that's not your typical therapist, at least trained back then. And how can anybody even connect with you if you're not being who you are? You know, being who you are, you were made to be on this earth to do something in particular, or many things, but one of these things is to be a therapist and help people. And if you're not who you are, you're not helping them fully. So stepping into that takes so much courage, and I think that's a wonderful thing, darling. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely wonderful. Yeah. So what is the main message that you'd like to bring to the public?
Well, you know, as, you, as you're saying now, it takes courage to be authentic. And I think in order for people to really develop who they are, that takes courage to be their authentic self. But I want people to be reminded, no matter their circumstances, no matter their age, we all get stuck, which is why I wrote my book, including myself. As I said to you, and I'll say to anyone, I am a work in progress, and I intend to be so all the days of my life. Don't you, would you agree with that? Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I think that people need to be reminded, you know, life is a journey. It's full. I call it a book of life, since I like to read and write. And I think that we come across many, it's an obstacle course, if you think about it, not to make it so trivial, but life is full of obstacles. You get through one, you know, and you're at peace, you're having a great time, but you don't know when the next one may arise. But if you have the tenacity, keep going. If you really believe, keep going. Sometimes the people that have been knocked down the most are the ones that have been the most successful and most because of their tenacity, their grit.
Right. Absolutely.
So I want people to believe if they, and don't let anyone or anything interfere with that. Because I think sometimes it's other people that make us feel, well, really, should we, are we capable of doing what we really want to be doing? You have to watch out for those naysayers sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so true. And I think that, that's part of being authentic. If we know who we are, and that's the first thing in becoming authentic. If we know who we are and we know what is our path, and we know that from our inner guidance, not allowing people to make you doubt, because that's what happens. That's happened to me. People, you'll share something that you want to do. People will come in and they tell you all the reasons why you can't do it and you're going to fail. Now doubt is in your heart and you're like, maybe this wasn't
that's
such
right.
a good idea after all. But getting in and knowing who you are and where you want to go. You want to talk a little bit about that, the doubts that can come in?
Oh, sure. I mean, I think we all get doubtful sometimes. And what we have to remind ourselves that sometimes, again, the people that overcome that, they realize their message or their belief is so important. They have to put that aside. And I say this, if someone is that doubtful of you, or they dismiss what you want to do, or they disparage it, you have to really either distance yourself or set a boundary. And again, like you say, it takes courage to be authentic. It may take much courage to stand up to that. Sometimes it's almost bullying, and you have to stand up to that person and say, right, don't you agree? Yeah, and that you have to stand up to that person and say, listen, you are entitled to your opinion, but I don't have to follow it. I don't have to go along with it. And this is the direction I want to take. And some people will back down and will accept that and recognize that is their opinion. But you know what? This is what you need to do. And if those that don't, you may have to distance yourself from them.
I totally agree. In fact, I was thinking about that while you were talking about it, that there are some people who just fall away, not because you want them to, but because they're not aligned with who you are in your past. And it's just too difficult. It's hard enough to go through life. And like you say, things happen. I call it life happens. Difficulties come. A phone call comes. An email comes. And it's just life. Life happens. and we don't need people that are not supporting us. So creating a support system, you'll meet new people. I know it's scary. Hey, I've gone through it. I've said, I have no friends left. I have no friends. I have no girlfriends now. Now what?
Right.
Well, you know, more come. You know, people who match who you are and who you're in alignment with. It's a beautiful way to live.
I think you're so right, Mari. And you're going to meet, if you're up, you want those kinds of people around you, those authentic people that you can feel safe with, that you can feel good with, that know, that can accept you and want good for you, like cheer you on. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it doesn't mean that they agree with everything. It doesn't mean that you both agree with each other 100% of the time. No, you're going to have differences.
Right.
But that's a good part of friendship. You know, agree
that's
to disagree.
Right.
I mean, you know, what could be more?
Agree.
I mean, I'm originally from New York, so there's a lot of agreeing to disagreeing up in the Northeast, and I have wonderful friendships there, still have, but not that I see them every day anymore. But it's a wonderful thing to be able to agree to disagree, something you don't see much in this world today. Everybody wants everybody to think how they do, right? Yeah.
Right. That's right. And I agree with you. I agree that you agree to disagree. I often say that myself. Absolutely.
Yeah, because we're different and we see things from different points of view. And when I was younger, I used to think that my way was right and everything I thought was right. Everybody had to come around to that, you know. And I don't believe that anymore. I realize there's many right ways or many good ways. And that's okay. That lifestyle is not for me, but it might be great for you. And if you're happy, who am I to tell you what to do, right? And so
that's
part of the agree to disagree. Yeah.
Right.
So,
well, that's because you do coaching, but go ahead. Yeah.
Well, no,
I mean, you know what I mean? Because you're a coach. You're a good coach because you accept differences, right? Yeah, there you go. So
true, but I must say it's taken me a lot of years. It's also come with maturity, with age, with realizing that there are many paths that some of the things we learned as children, you know, like this is the right and only way to do this or to go. And those things begin to fall away as you begin to become more tolerant of everything. As long as you're not hurting me or hurting the people I love, it's okay with me. And that's come more with age, I think, than with the coaching. So, so is there anything else you wanted to say about your main message?
Yeah, you know, I just think it's really believing, you know, again, you're right. They don't have to agree, but having people accept you and be able to trust you and recognize sometimes we have gifts that show themselves early on. You know, you have these, you know, talented, young, gifted young people, but some people's gifts don't reveal themselves. They're like seeds that need to be sowed, and they don't reveal themselves until maybe sometimes when you're an adult, sometimes over 40, sometimes over 50, sometimes over 60, 70, 80, 90. I mean, I referenced this man, and I keep getting his name wrong. I need to correct it. Harry Bluestein, or Bluestein. And his wife died in his 90s, and to assuage his grief, he wrote a book. He had written one earlier at some point, but for the most part, he hadn't written. And I think he was writing more until he died. His hundreds of some, you know, early in the 100, 304. People have sometimes gifts that have not been tapped into for many reasons, perhaps because they've been, you know, they've been suppressed or they were repressed, whatever. But really, if you have something there, it's not too late. And you know the writer Dominic Dunn, the author Dominic Dunn? He wrote a Mandy Fair. His daughter was died unfortunately very young. Her life was taken by someone, and she, as they were shutting off the machine to let her go, Dominic Dunn said to her, "Give me your creativity and talent, and I'll give you justice." And after 50, after he had been a washed out producer, as he used those words, he developed this great writing career. He wrote the next half of his life. So I just use them as examples. I'm not saying anyone has to be a writer or an artist or a musician, but there's something there. Tap into that passion. And if you can't do it at this time in your life, you're raising your family, you have other things, put it aside and know what's there for you to tap into.
That's beautiful. I love that you're saying that because in America, in this society, age is not revered. You know, youth is revered.
That's
everybody has to be young. Everybody has to have facelifts. Everybody has to look like Hollywood. And the being older, having wrinkles, that is not revered in this country at all. In fact, it's put down.
I know.
And I love that you're standing for that, that it doesn't matter how old you are. You could be 12 and you could have something wonderful that you've created. or you could be 102 and you can have wonderful, something wonderful that you're going to create. So thank you for sharing that with us today.
Absolutely.
We're going to take a quick break. And if you want to call in and ask Geraldine a question, you can call in at 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869, and we'll be right back.
Some of us are not so lucky, some very lucky. I researched and wrote the book, The Careless Driver, so that we as a nation could become lucky motorists. Motorists that don't hit animals, pedestrians, or other vehicles, ever. If there were no collisions, there would be no fatalities, no deaths on our highways and roadways. Please listen. You are invited.
Hello, it's Doc Indy here, your conscious life coach for women. As women, we're always taking care of everyone else, oftentimes to our own neglect. But I'm here to help you change that. I want you to go to mindfulhealthforwomen.com, that's with the number 4, so that you can book your free 30-minute coaching session, and we'll begin to address your mental, physical, and spiritual health. I look forward to speaking with you.
Are you a diva struggling with stress from your career or juggling the responsibilities of everyday life? You're invited to Renew Your Life Now. Join Lynn Owens in a transformational program and take your life back. Restore balance, boundaries, and nurturing into your life now. Go to allowspacenow.com and click on the Start Here tab or email Lynn at allowspacenow.com. That's Lynn at allowspacenow.com.
Welcome back to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Darlene Corbett. She's a therapist, success coach, and author of Stop Depriving the World of You, A Guide for Getting Unstuck. So, Darlene, let's talk about your book. Where did you get the inspiration for it and the title, and what is your mission for it or your vision for it?
Yes. Yes, so thank you. Been working with people, as I said, all of my adult life, and I love the work, and I've been helping people get unstuck. That's my expertise. But I started speaking, I didn't have a book in mind right away, and I started writing articles, and I got a newsletter. I have this wonderful strategy coach named Mara Lee, and she suggested do a newsletter. So I did, and she also suggested I read Napoleon Hill. I'd never heard of him before. I read him, fell in love with the book, and found out he had a movie, gave like a little bit of money, like $20. And I started getting emails and information. And finally, I put this administrative assistant on my newsletter. And she said, have you thought about writing a book? She was an assistant to a publisher. My articles fell in front of him. I told him about my keynote. I told him I often say to people, stop depriving the world of you. And he goes, that's your title. And there we go.
Wow.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Yes, it was a lot of fun.
Manifested. Wow, that sounds great. So tell us, you know, what's the book about, what's in the book, and why should we all read it?
Sure. So the book is about the fact that nothing stays the same. I mean, if you think about externally, the universe is constantly in movement. We, you know, the earth rotates around the sun. Everything is in movement. We don't obviously feel it with gravity. We're on this earth. And then also not externally, I mean, we have sunrise, we have sunset. It seems like it's perfectly timed. But not only externally, but internally, you know, our cells and muscles, things are constantly in movement, and yet we get stuck and we don't believe we have the ability to get unstuck. And sometimes we do, and sometimes we say this is almost impossible. And so I talk about this in my book. I talk about the way that how this movement all around us, we have music, we have visuals, we have all kinds of things. And I also reference neuroplasticity, the science around the fact that the brain is malleable. The brain has plasticity throughout our life cycle. And examples of how some people have made momentous gains by recognizing this ability, and that has vast implications for society. I also talk about the butterfly effect, recognizing that something, the theory behind that the butterfly makes small movements, it can affect weather on the other side of the world at a later time. And it's true. And they discovered it is actually true, and metaphorically it's true. Sometimes things happen now, and we don't realize the impact until later, and that can be the same if someone does something for us now. And then I move on to my techniques. I take the unstuck, I take and turn it into an acronym. I give a visualization and scripting exercise, along with the butterfly effect, having people really think about something that may be occurring now, and then I have them do what's called the dream technique, develop and desire, and it's DREAM. I include engage communication, not just effective, because effective you often think of speaking. Engage is you're listening, you're speaking, you're paying attention, you're looking. And then I talk about platinum style authenticity, just as you love coverage to be authentic, but authentic in a way that will be the best we can be, the best authentic self we can be. And with all of that combined, movement. And so I have people do visualization scripting exercises because it's about mental rehearsal, practicing. And I have a hypnotherapy background, and this resonates with me, focused attention.
I like that. I like the part about, I love the part about, well, you didn't say use these words, but like being present, being aware of what's going on around you, being present, being present in a conversation, being present with people that you're out to dinner with and really enjoying each other and really communicating with each other because you're present. You're not off somewhere on your phone now, on your phone, on Facebook, right? Or all those other things we do. So it sounds absolutely wonderful. What has been the feedback on the book so far?
Oh, you know, it just came out, and everyone that's read it has told me they love my positive message. They love the fact they feel it is really positive. It's hopeful, it's inspiring, and that they like the fact that, you know, I have a background. A lot of people will say they know how to, you know, they understand people, and they may, but I've been doing this so long and have a real in-depth view of how people operate, how they think, how they feel, and recognizing they love my techniques. They know I have a hypnotherapy background, and they love the fact that I give hope, and hope, though, with facts backing it, not just kind of fluff hope, which is, I love fluff hope. But really good facts and science backing it up. So
I like it. And I love fluff hope too. But I also you do have to back things up with facts, especially if some people are not ready for fluff hope. Some people say, okay, show me the facts, you know. Like that old show. I only want the facts, man. And that's necessary because we need to know what's really going on behind that. I think it's wonderful that you've shared this book. Is there anything else you want to say about the book?
No, I think if nothing else, I think they'll find it to be hopeful and positive, and it will give people pause, and it will help. The most important thing is, you know, is mental rehearsal, I'll just mention. That is focused attention, and we are capable of changing habits, and habits start in the conscious, and then they go to the unconscious, which makes them so difficult to eradicate. They're stubborn. They want to stay there. But we can learn to replace those not-so-healthy habits with healthier habits, and that's through the practice of mental rehearsal, a.k.a. intense visualization, a.k.a. with using focused attention, which is a segment of also hypnotherapy or hypnosis. So, yes.
Wow. So that's you're talking about habits, even something like smoking, which is an addictive habit?
Yes.
Can that be changed with this? Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Yes.
Wow.
But it has to be done. You have to practice over and over. Yes.
Inside in my life, changing thought patterns has been a big one for me through the years. You know, we have these thought patterns that were created when we were children, mostly things people told us that really weren't true, but we keep saying them over and over inside our heads in our subconscious. And I remember writing affirmations that were the opposite of my negative thoughts, and just speaking them every day. I used to do this every day. I would speak about it, and it took a long time, but I was able to change them. So it's something like that. Very good.
Yes.
So tell us how we can get a hold of you and your book, Darlene.
Sure. So my book, well, you can get a hold of me you can go to DarleneCorbett.com, and you can see my email at Darlene@DarleneCorbett.com. And you can sign up for my newsletter if you'd like, if you go to my website. And the book is available on Amazon. It's in Barnes & Noble, online in the store. It's online at Target. It's also at Books A Million, but those are the places that it seems to be the most. They're there. So.
Fantastic.
And yeah.
Very good. So it's Darlene Corbett, CORBETT.com, and also you can find Darlene on my website. She's on the radio show page already,
And it'll have a link to her website and her books and also a link to this interview so you can pass it around to more people. And it's lifecoachmari.com, so lifecoachmari.com, and just click on radio show page. Wonderful. So is there one last thing, you know, we're winding down. Is there one last thing that's on your heart that you'd like to say to a listener today?
I would like to say believe in your uniqueness, which I also talk about. Recognize you're mm-hmm. unique. And when people say there's nothing special about me, oh, yes, there is. Just because someone else may be friendly and you may be friendly, it's your unique friendliness. And remember, we have unique DNA, and even identical twins have separate fingerprints. So recognize, begin to tap into your uniqueness. And the more you become aware, the more you take that journey and really try to go inward a little, who knows what will come out.
Wow, I love that. So tell us a little bit about your uniqueness and how you discovered it, Darlene. Give an example to the listener.
So I will give an example. Well, my uniqueness is I love to learn. So I'm a life, and actually that would encourage people. I'm a lifelong learner. I love to read, and I've always been curious. Mm-hmm. And they say that curiosity is really quite major. And my uniqueness is I never thought age would define me. I didn't know where I was going. I always assumed I'd be a therapist, but some things happened in my life, some things not so easy, some things wonderful, and it got me to think about mm-hmm. another level. And that was in my 50s. So I think I'm unique in the respect that I don't just say, well, you know, okay, that's that time. I'm going to wind down. I don't plan on winding down until it's time for me to go to my maker. And I know there's other people that's that way also, but I really mm-hmm. feel it's important to enjoy and embrace every moment of life, every aspect, and to not give up.
I love that. I don't plan to wind down either. My mom never wound down. I mean, she was a full-time stay-at-home housewife and mom. She didn't really work outside the home, and she passed away at the ripe age of 89. And she was like the Energizer Bunny. And so so I feel the same way. I start new programs. I do everything. I know, people are like, oh, you should be winding down for retirement. I'm like, then what would I do? So I love that. I love that message. Very nice.
That's
so
great.
So anything else you want to say about getting unstuck? We have just a couple of minutes left.
Yeah, I would just say for anyone that believes they can't, this is the other thing I hear. And I have clients that come in to see me, wonderful. I love my clients, wonderful people. But they'll tell me, mm-hmm. they'll say, I know so-and-so, darling, they're not going to change. They can't change. They're incapable. And I look at them and I say, no, there's change all around them. Yes, they won't change if they choose not to change their behavior. They can change. Mm-hmm. And I've seen this. Years ago, I used to do couples therapy, and I don't anymore. I just do individual and therapy and coaching. But would people change if someone decided the marriage wasn't working anymore? They would change. So everybody's capable of change, just like everyone's capable of going on a diet. It's being able to sustain it is where the real work is. So remember, it's a marathon, not a sprint. If you go back a couple of steps, it doesn't mean you're going all the way back. Just stay the course, and it will happen. That's the thing. It's the sustenance. You need to sustain, and that's the bulk of your message. It's to sustain. Sustain, sustain.
That's really a wonderful message.
Yeah.
And I love that you say that anybody can change. You just decide to change. Not everybody decides to change. And that's why I hear a lot of people say, people don't change. They stay the same. Not true. I've changed and I've seen many people change. But you have to make a decision to change. That's what you're talking about, Darlene.
Absolutely.
And you can make, and it takes a decision like, Let's get this book, Stop Depriving the World of You. I love that part of the title. Stop Depriving the World of You, Get Unstuck, and Make the Changes You Need To. We're going into a brand new year. It's the perfect time for that. Thank you so much for being with us today, Darlene. It was absolutely wonderful having you.
It was wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I love talking to you, and it was a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you for joining us on Dare to Be Authentic Radio today. Catch us next time, and have a wonderful day.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.